Well, to wild horses and burros now in this country. There are too many of them on western rangeland, according to the federal government. The Bureau of Land Management says the land has to support native wildlife and cattle grazing, and the horses and burros can deplete needed vegetation. So far, the main strategy to control the population has been roundups, corralling the animals and taking them to large ranches to live, all at government expense. But researchers hope to shift to another strategy, birth control. From member station KJZZ, Brett Jaspers reports from Northwest Arizona.
Grace Kaler spots a wild Jenny, a female burro, with her binoculars.
Well, she's just a typical gray burro. Ooh. You look pretty young. You got thick stripes on your right side.
Kaler's in the Black Mountain Herd Management Area in Northwest Arizona.
As soon as she turns just a little bit more, 017. So she is a control.
Part of the control group in a research study. Kaler works at the Humane Society. Together, researchers and government officials are trying to find the most cost-effective way to dart wild burros with PZP. It's a vaccine that causes infertility for about a year. If a vaccination program can work in a vast open rangeland like the Black Mountain area, it could save taxpayers millions of dollars. Every day, Kaler goes out in her gray pickup wearing a hunter orange baseball cap. She looks for burros, sets traps for them, and visits a small group waiting for release. She may dart a burro with PZP, but it takes time to get close enough for that.
Sit, wait, you know, once they're comfortable with you, move another 10 yards. Maybe 10 yards was too much, so now you got to move back 5 yards, and then you got to wait for them to acclimate to you again.
The important thing is that the animals are accessible enough to dart with a dart projector.
Stephanie Boyles Griffin is a scientist with the Humane Society. She says PZP works biologically. That's not up for debate.
What we're trying to do is actually figure out in a real life situation how we would use this vaccine in order to stabilize and reduce herd growth over time.
Slowing herd growth can't happen soon enough. The Bureau of Land Management is trying to keep the number of animals on the range below a certain number, the number it says the land can sustain without serious damage to the ecosystem. Euthanizing horses and burros is illegal, so is selling them to slaughter. People aren't adopting enough animals either. That leaves rounding up horses and burros and holding them on ranches. This costs tens of millions of dollars each year, and the BLM still isn't below its target population number. PZP has long been mentioned as a solution, but getting a program going also costs money. David Phillips is the author of the recent book, Wild Horse Country.
Just like an addict can't afford to go to rehab because they're spending all their money on drugs, the BLM can't afford to get serious about PZP because it's spending all its money rounding up horses.
There are some wild horse herds kept in check with PZP in other states. Volunteer groups do a lot of the tracking and darting with BLM oversight and training. But these are typically smaller herds, and the animals are less skittish around humans. John Hall is the BLM's lead in Arizona, working on wild horses and burros. He says he has less and less money and staff each year to do field work and start long-term research projects. With the Humane Society study, they can now get the information they need. Whether Washington will act on the results, Hall couldn't say.
Obviously, if we get favorable results, then our state leadership here will absolutely support us trying to move forward with some sort of program. But it's always hard to say.
At a large corral in the Black Mountain area, dozens of wild burros keep their distance from the approaching humans. Grace Kaler tosses in light green alfalfa.
It's very moving to see wild animals being wild and seeing them in the groups that they're supposed to be in and having normal behaviors where, you know, they stay away from you. They're not interested in you.
Keeping wild burros in the wild would be ideal, Kaler says, even if it requires birth control to preserve the ecosystem and reduce animal roundups. For Here and Now, I'm Brett Jaspers.